Hey, Power Achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and the expert guests that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Counsel. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and you're listening to Magnificent Monday. Hey, you know, I want to talk about how misfortune strengthens people. I think that's a great topic to talk about in this day and time. People spend a lot of time complaining when you kind of look under the surface, we're often told by motivational speakers, hey, get away from the person that's complaining, get away from that negative person. But the truth of the matter is, well, they're not altogether wrong, but sometimes because of compassion and because of a little bit of tolerance, we need to look under the hood. In other words, we need to take the time to understand what's going on with that person. And when we can take the time to understand what's really going on with a person, assuming they're going to let us in and they're interested in growing, because I think if we all live long enough, we are going to have unfortunate things happen to us, and misfortune will come into our lives in one form or another. Now, misfortune sometimes is a matter of perception, and each person, what one person considers a misfortune, another person considers that to be a blessing in disguise. But nevertheless, it can feel like something that is misfortunate to that person. And I'm talking about this today because of so many people who are really afraid because they're losing their jobs because of so many brick and mortar buildings or businesses that are closing. And as a result, people are wondering, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And how do I really provide for my family? How do I provide for myself? And what's the next step for me in my life? So when you look at something like that, if you're sitting there and you put yourself in that person's shoes, and I have to be honest, I have never been in that position because I've been self-employed the bulk of my life since I left the military. I've never had, as my family would call, I've never had a real job, but I've been self-employed. However, I can only imagine what it feels like to have someone come in or the owner of the company or a manager come in and say, hey, call a meeting and say, guess what? We're closing up shop and you guys are going to be, some of you guys are going to be out of a job. Some of you are going to be given the option to relocate, but the bulk of you guys are going to have to find someplace else to go. And that is I can only imagine what a shock that can be if a person isn't expecting it. And over the last, I'm going to say about 10 years, I've seen businesses close, and it's amazing. Some of them, the businesses that I used to go into, like Linen and Things, that's a good example. And I can talk about them because they are closed now. And I think you can find some of their websites online where you can order directly from them online. However, I can remember going into a Linen and Things store and had some great products in their stores, but the customer service was awful, and the people that worked there, the morale was super, super low. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, they're not going to be in business long. And of course, they did go out of business, and that was during the economic downturn. So the point that I'm getting to here, because I don't want to get too far off track, is that misfortune happens, but the beautiful part about things that happen that you're not expecting and you find them to be something that kind of shocks you, it's unpleasant, it may hurt your feelings, it may put you in fear mode, those things, you can actually find strength in misfortune. And you can learn to turn something that is perceived to be bad into something good. And you say, well, it is bad. And the reason why I say perceived to be bad, because the truth of the matter is, whatever you choose to make your life become. It doesn't mean that you don't go through certain feelings. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt your feelings for the moment. But you can either look at it as something bad and stay there, or you can look at it as something that is giving you an opportunity for growth. Now, when we look at things that are unfortunate and misfortune does occur, you know, how does it strengthen a person? And I'm talking about this because of all the different stores that are closing and people who are really afraid. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And this is even for people who are retiring from their jobs because they are going into the world of uncertainty, because they're going into a new life, so to speak. They're going into something that's brand new for them, so another chapter. And so we don't know what is in that chapter until we actually start to read it, right? So as a result, we're like, okay, what is this all about? And sometimes people can see that can be very traumatic for people. So that's why I'm kind of talking about this, because I think it's important that whether you are on someone's job, whether you are working a business or you run a business and it's not thriving and you're kind of wondering what's going to come of all of this, I think it's important that we learn to find the blessings in things that are misfortunate, or will we appear to see the misfortune in it. Because the truth of the matter is, misfortune, the opposite side of that is there is a fortune in that. Why? Because it's going to cause you to step back and take a look at your life. I'm not just talking about what goes on in your personal life, but I'm talking about your purpose in life, your whether you're being authentic. Is this something that you really want to do? And why is this happening to you? Not in the sense that you're asking as though you're a victim, but in the sense that you're asking, why is this happening to me? Because you're searching for more. So the question, why is this happening to me, should come with the follow-up question to say, what am I supposed to be learning from this? So when you ask the follow-up question, now you're positioning yourself to create new goals, and hopefully these goals will be more authentic. These are not goals that you're going to create in the name of, oh no, I have to scramble and make a dollar bill. And I get it. People have to eat and people have to have a place to stay. So I completely understand that. But when something happens that you're not expecting, and you see it as something that is bad or unpleasant or it's misfortunate, then that's an opportunity for you to take a deep breath and for you to step back and for you to say, okay, where's the positive side of all of this? And if you're listening to this and you say, no, she's got to be kidding, right? She really expects me to find something positive in all of this that's happening to me? Well, first of all, let me say this to you. Don't play the victim. Don't go into victim mode as though nothing unpleasant can ever happen to you. Go into the winner mode. Proactive mode. Stay away from reacting. Stay away from victim mode, because victims often react and they often allow people to kind of control the direction that they're going in their lives. You are not a victim in any way, shape, or form. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, I've said this on the show, I don't know, countless number of times. I mean, that's a biblical scripture. And of course, on our show, we often say you're built by design to win. Being built by design to win does not mean that you will not encounter challenges in your life. What it does mean that you are an overcomer and you have the ability to rise up and go to that next level. But you have to learn to see the positive side of things, and you have to look at the, let's say, where is all of the, how do I turn this into something good? And how do I tap into my strengths? At this point, you start to look at yourself and you start to work on discovering the more authentic you. You know, a lot of times when people go through these things, it usually does manifest in their lives in a way such that they do make the decision that they're going to make some changes. For example, sometimes people, when something like this happens, let's say if someone loses their job, or if their business closes, or if they're not making the kind of sales that they thought they were going to make in their multi-level marketing business, instead of just saying, you know what, I'm going to quit and I'm going to give up, take a step back and look and say, you know what, where can I find some new opportunities? And you say, well, I want to stay in this business, then that's okay. The business that you're in, even though it may look like it's failing, and of course on paper it may very well be failing in terms of your numbers, when I say on paper, in dollars and cents, you're not bringing in the profits that you want to bring in, well, that means you just need to take a step back, and you need to get a feel for new opportunities. Where can I create new opportunities, or where, who can I collaborate with? Who can I connect with such that new opportunities will open up for me? Or in my mind, I will get new ideas. So when these unpleasant things happen, the blessing that's in disguise is that you get a sense of new opportunities and where they are. Because now you've got to look so that you can, well, first of all, sustain yourself. And secondly, you've got to look because there's a part of you that does not want to go through that again. So now you're going to look to see, how can I create something that's more solid, that's a stronger foundation, so that I don't have to go through this again? And so what can I learn from this that I'm going through? The other thing is that closer relationships and perhaps a sense of connection can often come out of feeling these misfortunate things that happen in our lives, feeling that for a moment we're on an island, for a moment we're alone. And a lot of times when that happens, one of the things that we do as human beings is we immediately look to see, who can we connect to? Who can we draw closer to? And if you're a person who's a little bit, who's been self-centered and it's all about you, and you've kind of maybe alienated some of your friends, and guess what? You're still going to look for those closer relationships, and you're going to work to make that new, a new connection, a new sense of connection with other people. And sometimes we connect to the group that we are leaving. In other words, if you are your business, if you're going out of business, sometimes those people draw closer together. And if you're being downsized, sometimes that group, they grow closer together, and they come together and say, hey, let's put our let's brainstorm and see what can we come up with. So these are some of the ways that you change. And the blessing is that perhaps, as I said a few moments ago, that you may not have been that kind of person when you were on the job. You may have kind of said good morning in passing, and it may have been just very matter of fact. It may not have been that big of a deal to you to really connect with your colleagues. And so now you're feeling a sense of disconnection, and it's kind of human nature for us to want to make a connection with someone somewhere. So when you feel like you're being disconnected from a business or any situation, you start to look for ways to connect or reconnect. It's kind of like in a relationship. Like if the girl dumps the guy all of a sudden, oh, he wants her even more now. He wants to reconnect. Vice versa, guy dumps the girl. Then the girl, oh, I love him so much. I can't live without him. Oh, I don't know why he left me. I want him to take me back. So it's kind of human nature for us to try to build relationships and become a lot closer. And the blessing in that is that as you start to get closer to people, it means that you got to open up yourself a little bit more. And so your authenticity is going to come out. And you're actually going to understand the concept of what it means to connect to people. And the loving side of you is going to come out. And I'm not talking about romantic love. I'm talking about your genuine, the way we're built. We're built to genuinely love people and make that connection with people. So you want to look at things when these things happen. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be sad. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't feel kind of a little bit betrayed because you were expecting the job to last forever, the business to go on, and the people who worked with you on that business, you were expecting certain things. So it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have those feelings, but what it does mean is you want to have them and get over it very quickly and move on. So we don't take away from what's called, what I call human nature, okay, but you want to get to more of your kind of spiritual nature, which it doesn't feel betrayed. It doesn't, those are ego-based types of feelings. So what I'm saying is, I'm not telling you not to be human. I'm saying do it and get it over it. Get over it and get to the parts of you that will help you to turn those misfortunate things into some wonderful blessings for your life. you also, sometimes when misfortunate things happen, you have that greater appreciation just for life in general, because now that which you took for granted, and I know there are people who took their jobs for granted, and there are people who would wake up, and this is Monday, people who wake up, oh my goodness, I have to go to a job, I hate that job, I hate the people on the job, I hate this person, oh, I don't like my manager, and people who complain about their job, now all of a sudden, because see, when we go into that mode where you talk about all the people you don't like and you don't want to be around them and you don't like the job, you don't like the business, you're exhausted because of the business, all of a sudden, and there's nothing wrong with walking away from a business, there's nothing wrong with walking away from a job or being downsized, there's nothing wrong with these kinds of things. It's not a good feeling, but let's just keep it real. These things happen. But when they do happen, at some point, there's something in you that makes you start to appreciate life more in general. Because you start to think to yourself, you know what? I'm going to start over. I'm going to regroup, and I'm going to recover, and I'm going to, just bounce back. And when I do it this time, I'm going to appreciate this person more. I'm going to appreciate the job more. I'm going to appreciate my new business. I'm going to keep it real, be more authentic. I'm going to let the real me come out, and I'm going to get an understanding of what this is all about and where I fit in this life. So these are blessings. Why? You say, well, hey, none of this stuff is going to bring me money. Oh, but the opposite, it's the total opposite. When you start to appreciate life and you start to appreciate things in general, and you start to draw closer to people and make those connections, you better believe you are going to discover some amazing opportunities for your life. And these will most likely be opportunities that will produce the kinds of money that you've always wanted. So when we look at things as being so unpleasant and so awful and just these misfortunes that happen in our lives, if we look closer, we're going to discover that, you know what, there's more to this than I'm seeing. And that brings me to the next point and the final point that I have for you today. One of the things that will happen, or another thing that will happen, is we become more spiritual. You know, and I've seen this in my life, and where I've dealt with people who were arrogant, cocky, obnoxious, rude, all of the above. They had lots of money. In my real estate days, they have tons of money. And I remember one guy in particular, he was so bossy, so rude. And he was buying this property. It was like $10 million, a $10 million piece of commercial property. And he was so rude, so mean to me. And he would yell at me, get it done, get the contract signed. If it's not signed by 10 o'clock tomorrow, I am done with you. And he was just a terror. And anybody who dealt with him knew him to be just that, a terror. And nobody really liked this guy, but they tolerated him. Why? Because, hey, it was money, and he represented a huge commission. Commercial property, 10% commission, 10% commission on $10 million. Oh, wait, that's $1 million. So my point is, people put up with a lot more. And hey, if I can hear some people say, I wouldn't have put up with it. Yeah, okay, get in that situation and then tell me you're gonna just kind of kiss that money goodbye. Because the way I looked at it is that, listen, you know what? I can put up with this guy, and then I can get my payday, and I can go on about my business, and then guess what? I don't have to deal with him anymore. I don't have to ever see him again. And if he comes to me with another deal, I can just say no. Why? Because I can take this money and parlay it into more money. So where I'm going with this is that he was so obnoxious, and you couldn't really reason with him until he got into trouble. And then when he got into trouble, all of a sudden he was a very different man. The next time I saw him, he was more humble. He was a lot nicer. As a matter of fact, he went so far as to invite me over to his home and had to have dinner with he and his wife. Now, I didn't go because I'm like, okay, what's this all about? And I was much younger, and so I didn't go. But the point I'm making is that he changed. And he talked about God more, and so he had just really gone through quite a bit. The feds came in and they looked at everything that he had, and the list goes on and on. And as a result of that, he was very humble. And I've seen that happen more than once. And honestly speaking, I think when we're riding high, we're making lots of money, everything's good, you've got the job or you've got the thriving business or whatever that is, all of a sudden we think that, you know what, I'm on top of the world, and you're not thinking about anything misfortunate happening. You're not thinking about misfortune falling on you. You're not thinking about anything unpleasant happening. You're not thinking about these kinds of things. Why? Because you're riding high. And as a result of that, you may be a very different person. Now, people who are grounded or people who have since been through some things and then they get their fortune back, then they know to be more grounded when it comes to their life. So the point I'm making here is that when you go through something that's unpleasant, or if you're being downsized, or if you are thinking this is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you, take it from me, and I've been through things like that personally myself, take it from me, you know, your faith and optimism, it's going to grow. Your spirituality, when you allow that to grow, it's going to reveal to you your most authentic self. You're going to be more excited about discovering who you really are. You see, it's often our facade that cause us to do things that we don't even want to do. Take a job we don't even like. Stay in a business and become so stressed out because you're working to keep the dollars rolling in, but you absolutely hate what you're doing. So these things are done as a result of this facade and not tapping into your most authentic self. So when something unpleasant happens, take a moment, step back, take a deep breath, and find your joy. I know, I get it. Where's the happiness in that? Do your best. Okay, joy and happiness, two different things, but find your joy. And when you find your joy, you're going to find your self-expression. You're going to find your optimism. You're going to find your creativity. You're going to find your authenticity, and you are going to find your power. And before you know it, you are going to be doing life with power. And you're just going to have a story to tell one day that will say, I remember when, and had I not gone through that, XYZ would have never happened. And I'm so glad that this happened because this is where I am today. So this is what it's really all about, you guys. So when fortunate things happen, it will actually strengthen you if you allow it. And it strengthens you because you start to find the better part of yourself as a human being. And you learn how to turn something that's perceived to be bad into something good. And that is what it's all about. See, it's not that we're not going to go through anything in life. It's about how you come out of it and how quickly you come out of it and what you do to actually get out of it. And when you get out of it, you're going to be doing life with power better than ever, stronger than ever. Because here's the secret. In order to get out of it, hey, you got to at least be at level one of doing life with power. And then you can only go up from there. Hey, you guys, enjoy this magnificent Monday. Remember to check out designingyourlifetoday.com. Go to our Facebook page, Designing Your Life Today. Click that like button. Hang out with us there. I think I've posted some new articles. Great article about love. I promise you it's not corny. And it will tell you all the reasons why or how you can become successful and what love can do to help you with that. And it's not about romance, I promise you. So go to our Facebook page, Designing Your Life Today, and check it out. And also on our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, you can check out our Power Club, which is now open for business and available. And you guys can hang out with us there also. And you can achieve your goals. It doesn't matter where you are. The object of the game is for you to make a decision about where you're going and where you want to be. What do you want your life to look like? It doesn't matter what it looks like today. Don't stay in victim mode. Get in victim mode. Get up, get out, and do life with power. Enjoy your day or this magnificent Monday. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life Today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life Today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you to life with power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it. Or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get gold posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day. And you know what to do. Do life with power.